passion, principles, politics. This is Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Business owners in one of Seattle's most popular shopping districts are now bashing the idea of jacking up the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Supporters want to make this city more affordable for everyone.
All right, here we are, the John Carlson Show. Right back to it, the great conversation here, Talk Radio 570 KVI. So a couple of friends of mine, Brian Calvert and Carlene Johnson with Como, were discussing the latest information about this advisory committee of Seattle Mayor Ed Murray's, which is trying to explore exactly how you would make a higher minimum wage with an eye to $15 an hour happen. They have a deadline here of April 30th to make a recommendation, and here's what they've discovered about that process so far. Brian and Carlene.
Halfway to the April 30th deadline for recommendations about raising Seattle's minimum wage, a committee tasked with the big job doesn't appear to have gotten far. Como's Carlene Johnson joins us. Carlene, I would imagine this might be a little frustrating for some local business leaders.
Yeah, they've got 23 folks that are on this income inequality advisory committee that the mayor appointed just a few days into office when he said, listen, we're going to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour for all workers in Seattle, following the lead of SeaTac recently did that. And he said, this is going to happen. I'm going to give a few months for this team to pull together, figure out how it's going to happen. And he wanted labor leaders, business leaders, social service groups, elected officials all to be part of this. Problem is, according to some, there have only been three meetings of this group, and they haven't made a whole heck of a lot of progress in figuring out exactly how this is going to work.
Who exactly is being critical of the group?
There are several folks, especially those on the business side, who are speaking out saying, listen, we got to figure out how this is going to work. Brian, you've got small businesses that want to know, hey, are we going to be exempt if we've got less than 10 employees? Might we be exempt from this? Or might this be phased in at some point? If we all got to go to $15 an hour, maybe larger businesses that could absorb that cost and increased wages go first, and then maybe some of us could have another year to be phased in. But none of that has really been ironed out yet. But the problem is these meetings are also held behind closed doors. They're an advisory committee. So they're exempt from the Open Public Meetings Act, and so we're not privy to a lot of what's going on.
I was going to say, so basically the critics are operating under the you've met three times, but we just don't know what you've been talking about. Maybe you have been discussing things. We just don't know about it.
Yeah, I think there's a lot going on that we're just not aware of at this point. And come April 30th, those recommendations are due. Then we're all going to find out how much progress they've made.
Okay, so what they are finding out is, number one, everything moves at a slug's pace in Seattle. Number two, they're finding out just how, the closer you look, how unworkable this $15 an hour minimum wage is. You know, Danny Westneat, no conservative by a long shot, columnist with the Seattle Times, had a pair of wonderful columns that I gave a lot of attention to because they reflect what I've been saying for a long time. And one of those things is, for small businesses, this is just a killer. He talked to one small business owner with impeccable liberal credentials, you know, supports all the right causes, in-kind donations, hundreds of meals for the homeless, restaurant owner doing whatever he can for the neighbors. And he said, you got to understand, labor costs are about a third of my total cost for staying in business. I mean, you know, you've got your rent, you've got your equipment, you've got your lease, you've got, you know, service, maintenance, upkeep, and you've got labor. That's about a third of my expenses. And those labor costs will go up 60%. Because it's not just the minimum wage workers. Everyone above the minimum wage will want a bump as well. And he says, you know, it's hard for me to think about how I stay in business. He said, one way I could stay in business is I've been offering to pay 80% of my employees' health expenses. I guess if I just put them on the Obamacare exchanges, you know, they get their raise, but they'll have to deal with the Obamacare website.
and they'll just have to take care of their own health insurance. And then he, Danny Wesneak, talks to, you know, Bill Hobson, the homeless activist who runs a bunch of programs. And he said, I'm a 60s activist. You know, I've never seen a movement with such energy. The only thing about the movement that doesn't work for me is I can't afford it. And I'm in the business of helping the poor. So, eventually, reality bites, the old expression from the 90s. And it's biting big time here. We'll see where it goes. When we come back, Seahawk Richard Sherman speaking out about the N-word. He doesn't like it. Actually, he wants to keep the NFL from banning it. How come? You'll hear why in just a moment.